taking over. This is the takeover.
Oh, so funny.
So funny.
To the word.
Amen.
The word of God is the awesome, awesome thing, man. We need the word of God.
Amen.
We need laughter too.
Amen.
And that was good. That was entertaining and it was awesome. They ministered. But we also need the word of God. So I thank God for the opportunity to be able to speak. Because I may not be a preacher, but I know who God is. And I can speak about who God is. I can do that. But I thank God for being someone who will always be there no matter what you're going through, what they call you to do. If they call you to speak, he's going to be there with you. And so I thank God that no matter what he's calling me to do, he will give me the anointing to do it. Amen. So I'm going to read again the Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the portion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Amen. God, I just ask that you have your way, that you be with me, God, that you speak. Because, God, if you don't do it, it won't be done. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. This word says, I beseech ye, brethren, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he goes on to say, don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. And his word is titled, Prove It. It's titled, Prove It. So it says to present your bodies a living sacrifice. And we've been in the church. We've heard the word, and we're doing pretty good with that thing, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice. It's a hard thing, but we're doing pretty good with that. But then he says, don't be conformed to the world. Well, God, I'm presenting my body as a living sacrifice. You know, I'm not conforming to the world. I'm doing what you asked me to do. But what God is saying today is, this is a reminder, because something new is happening. So I need you to be reminded. I need you to take note. I need you to be aware. Where are you? Where is your mind? Where is your heart? Don't conform to the world. Make sure that you understand exactly where you are, because it says that ye may prove. We're on a mission here. There's something that we need to do. It says, do not be conformed to this world, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He's saying this is a reminder that this thing is not just a one-time thing. You can't just say, I'm renewed. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind day by day. Each day, make sure that you're renewing your mind. You may know the scripture. You can say, I don't have to listen to this word. I know the scripture. I can say it backwards. So, but no, God is saying you need a new word. You need to hear this again and again, because there's something that you need to do. So I need to make sure that you take heed, that you watch, that you know where you are. The renewing is a continuous thing. I had this experience one time, a little boy that lived on my mom's block when I was there. His name was Little Eddie. And he didn't have any sneakers, or he didn't have a good pair of sneakers, because he had a hole in his sneakers. And when he would walk, it would, you know, do the thing. And the kids was outside teasing Little Eddie. And they were saying that his sneakers was talking. I don't like that. I don't like that very much. So I'm outside. I'm like, they talking about Little Eddie. They ain't right. So I had some Timberlands. My brother had bought me some Timberlands, and I don't really wear sneakers like that. So I had them for like over a year, but they were like kind of new. They were really, really new. So I told Little Eddie, come in the house, and I gave him the Timberlands, and he can fit them. But he really shocked me, because he went back outside and he was telling the people that I gave him the sneakers. And I'm like, wow, because he really could have fronted on this. He could have just snuck them in the house, put them on, came back out, like, yeah. Because they were just my play sneakers. Now I got these new ones. But he went outside and he was like, I could hear him saying, Shauna got me these Timberlands. I got them from Shauna. I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. So I continued to do what I was doing in the house. And when I came outside to go wherever, to the store or whatever, that's what Little Eddie was doing. He was teasing somebody about their sneakers. He was teasing another little boy. He was saying that his sneakers was talking. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, oh, my God. And I just chuckled, because I'm like, I guess this is just the way the world goes. But Little Eddie had conformed to the world. You see what I'm saying? He received his gift.
Watch it.
He confessed where he got it from, but he conformed to the world. And that's what God is saying today. He said, yeah, you're here, right? You're here, you receive, and you confess this thing, but I don't want you to conform to the world. So, yeah, you might think you might not need this word because you're doing good, but no, I want you to take heed, take note. Where are you? Where do you stand? Because there's a mission. See, I didn't have a mission for Little Eddie, so he could go out there and talk about the kids. That was all. I would just want to give him the sneakers. But God says, no, I have a mission for you. You're on a mission. You have to prove something. And it says that you will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What is the will of God? That they may know me. We know why God came, why Jesus came. We know what this is all about. He came that people may know who he is. Because knowing him is knowing his love. Knowing him is knowing his authority, is knowing his power, and being able to receive that thing. See, knowing God, that's something big. That's something, it's something great. It's not just a name, you know what I mean? It's not just, oh, I'm just going to get more famous or big by people knowing me. No, knowing me means you're saved. Knowing me means you are receiving this love and you're receiving this power. So God said, I need you guys to prove me to them. I said, let there be light in the beginning, and there was light. And I separated the light from the darkness. And then the Bible says that Jesus is the light of the world. And if we are with him, we are his children. If we abide in him, he abides in us. And are we not the light of the world? And God said, I separated the light from the darkness. Don't try to put it back together. Remember where you are. I know you know it already, but I'm reminding you, because something is happening right now. There's something big going on, and you guys need to remember that you're proving who I am. You're my representatives. I need you to prove it, and I don't need you to be conforming with the world. See, now, when we go to the beach, me and my cousins and my friends, we go out into that ocean, and because we like going in the ocean. I don't know why. I'm scared. I think a shark's going to bite me every time, but I still go in the ocean. Because I love it. And so we can see, like, our friends and families on the shore. And so we out there, and we just laughing and joking and talking about whatever. We're being knocked over by these waves and water coming in our mouths, and we spitting it back out. It's nasty. It's real nasty. I don't know why anybody does it. But we do it. We do it. And then when we turn around and look, our family and friends are so far away. You know, when we're like, I didn't move. I didn't move out. I wouldn't move out on my own. I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it because I'm scared of the sharks. But somehow I find myself out there because we're just lollygagging and stuff. God is saying no lollygagging here because you are on a mission. You are on a mission, and you can't just think that you're just out here just doing whatever you want to do. You're having so much fun. I want you to have fun, but I want you to take note. Where are you? Where is the shore? Right? Where are you? Where is God? Where is your mind? Where is your heart? Because you are proving me. I need you to represent me at all times. Now, what is the will of God for us? We've heard God speaking to us. He has some great things for us. The message went forth about that big pinata. That was amazing. And if someone wasn't here, co-pastor was talking about a big, huge pinata full of blessings and full of gifts and full of anointing. And she said, imagine that thing is being broke over you. And just imagine all those blessings coming to you. When we receive that, and I believe it. I believe with all my heart that we receive that thing. And God saying, this is why I'm coming back to you and saying, don't conform, because you have something now. You have something, and I need you to remember who you are, because you have gifts. You have anointing, you have power, and you have authority. But this is not the mission. The mission wasn't for you to be blessed. You're just being blessed in the way, because that's just the benefits of being a children of God. Isn't that amazing? Don't forget the benefits of God. The mission is so that you would know who I am, and so that they will know. The people on the outside, they need to know exactly who I am. Because some people, God is saying, y'all must have forgot. They must have forgot. He had his ear to the earth, and he said, listen, they forgot who I was. He heard the people talking about pastors. You know, people think that if a pastor is doing good, he got a nice car, he's stealing from the church. God's like, wait a second, they must have forgot who I was. You mean to tell me a man of God, a woman of God can't be blessed? Is that what they think? My children still? Y'all remember coming to America when the king comes looking for his son, the prince, and they say he was working at McDonald's? My son works? That's what God is saying. My children still? Really? Oh, no. Y'all must have forgot, and I'm about to remind you who I am. And that is why we are being blessed, because he's saying, I'm about to remind you that my name does break chains, and it's going to break chains through you. Amen. I want to remind you that I own everything, and I'm going to show the world, because I'm going to give it to you. I want to let the world know that I still ring bells. I'm still the all-powerful God. And I'm going to show them through you. But be not conformed to this world. I don't need y'all getting this stuff and then start acting like the world. I don't need it. Because y'all are supposed to be proving exactly who I am. You're proving who I am. So don't start acting all crazy. Because you know how your kids get. So he's reminding you. Don't start acting all crazy. I got these gifts for you. You already have it. You have the anointing. You have the blessings. But be not conformed to the world at all times. Remember, where am I? Where is God? Where am I? Where is the shore? Where is my mind? Where is my heart? Amen. So the first is a couple points, 3 points. Is the first point is, I am humble. Prove it. I do things decent and in order. Prove it. I am love. Prove it. So verse 3 goes on to say, for I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think.
My Lord.
There's a story about a great king. Well, he was great. His glory was great. King Nebuchadnezzar. And his glory was so great, and he just had a lot of stuff. He had a lot of authority. If he wanted you dead, you were dead. He wanted to keep you alive, you were alive. He had great authority, but he didn't know who God was, and God wanted him to know who he was. So God gave King Nebuchadnezzar a dream, and it disturbed him. And he wanted somebody to interpret his dream, so he got the magicians. Yeah, magicians. Okay. Because I call musicians magicians as a joke, and now I can't get the two together. All right. He called
the magicians and the sorcerers, astrologers to come. And he did not only want them to interpret this dream, but he wanted them to tell him what the dream was and then interpret the dream. Because anybody can just interpret a dream and I will never know if it was true or not. So he said, no, tell me my dream first and then interpret the dream. But he couldn't, none of these people can do this for him. So Daniel came about and Daniel said to him, nobody can do what you're asking me for, but there is a God in heaven who can tell you your dream. So Daniel, through God, now he came and he could have just said, you know, I'm just all wise, you know, and all knowing, but Daniel gave props to where the props is due. It's coming from God. He wasn't conforming to the world. So he told King Nebuchadnezzar, he told him his dream. And the king kind of got it a little bit because he said, okay, your God is a God of gods and your God is a King of kings. He kind of got it a little bit. He's saying a God. God is the God of gods and the King of kings. And so then the next chapter, King Nebuchadnezzar got made a big, huge gold statue for everybody to bow down to. Now, we know that's not right. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I'm not bowing down to the statue. I bow down to God. So, of course, King Nebuchadnezzar was mad because he made this decree. He's the king. He's supposed to do what the king does, what say to do. And so he put the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. And so he said, he looked in the fire, and we know the story. He said, I put three men into the fire. But why do I see four, and one of them looks like the Son of God? And we know that a pastor just came here and just reminded us or showed us that Jesus wasn't even introduced into the New Testament, and Daniel is in the Old Testament. What was Jesus doing there? Let me tell you. You mess with somebody's kids, you're really going to know who they are. You see, you think you know somebody until you mess with their kids. So God, like, I'm trying to show you who I am, and you messing with my kids, you throwing my kids into the fire. I got to come, and I don't even belong here. Parents will start doing what they, you don't even know how they did it. This doesn't even exist yet. How are you stabbing me? Knives aren't even, Jesus, I gotta come down here for my kids. I'm not even born yet because you're messing with my kids. Oh, you're really going to know who I am. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not conform to the world. They said, by all means necessary, I'm going to bow down to my God and my God only. And because of that, Nebuchadnezzar was able to see who God was. And in I should have had that already. In Daniel chapter 3, show you his reaction. In Daniel chapter 3, verse 28, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who have sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies that they might not serve, worship, or worship any god except their God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut into pieces. He, through this experience, he learned who God was because they didn't conform to the world. But that's not the end of his story. He still just thought of himself more highly than he ought. That's what this is about. The king thought of himself more highly than he ought because he was just so, he had so much. You know how you get so much and you're just so proud? You just can't control yourself because you got the power. And God wanted to tell King Nebuchadnezzar, I am the God, and these kingdoms belong to me, and I give them to whomever I please. That is what the scripture says. And God is saying to us, I am God. I have the kingdom. I give it to whoever I please. I give my anointing to whoever I please. I give my gifts to whoever I please. I give whatever is mine to whoever I please. And guess what? I choose you. I choose you. I'm giving it to you. But do not think of yourself more highly than you are. That's what he's saying. But do not think of yourself more highly than you are. So then he gives King Nebuchadnezzar another dream because he's showing him what's going to happen to him because he thought of himself more highly than he ought, right? He gave him another dream and he was telling him, this is what's going to happen to you. You are going to be like an animal. You're going to eat the grass like the animal. Your nails are going to grow like the beast. You're going to be separated from your kingdom because you thought of yourself more highly than you ought. So next in Daniel chapter 4, verse 16. It says, let his heart be changed from man, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass him. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and give it to whomever he will. God says, I own the kingdom and I give it to whoever I will. And you're going to know this. And it's not until you know that I give the kingdom to whoever I will that you're going to get your kingdom back. And God is saying, I don't want you to go through this. I'm telling you now to beware, to watch where you are, to watch where your heart is, because I'm giving my kingdom to whoever I want, and I'm giving it to you. The kingdom is yours. The pinata has been broken, and the blessings are here. The anointing is here. You're going to be able to do things that you never thought that you could. You're going to be able to speak like you never thought that you could speak. You're going to be able to draw pictures that are going to be able to heal people. You're going to be able to sing, and it's going to bring people out of depression, because I gave you this power and I gave you this authority. But prove me, do not think of yourself more highly than you are. And don't be conformed to this world, because remember, you're on a mission. And the mission is not for you to be blessed. The mission is that you would know who I am and that they would know who I am, because y'all must have forgot. And I need y'all to prove it. Prove to them who I am. You are my representatives, and you need to act accordingly. And if you don't show them who I am, they won't know I am using you. Isn't it awesome to be used by God? God is saying he wants to use you. And because we are his children and because he loves us, we are being blessed. We are being blessed more than we can even handle with anointing and power. I give it to you, but prove it. Prove me. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you will prove what is that good and perfect will of God. What is the will of God? That you may know who he is and that they may know who he is. So you can't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Then he says, I do things decent and in order. Prove it. Prove it. Because when you have authority and when you have a gift, sometimes we might forget that you're still, when you go to the next ministry, somebody else may be in charge. So I don't care. I had the gift of healing because it was prophesied to me. And so maybe I healed 200 people yesterday. But today when I come to evangelism class, Miss True, I'm under True's authority. I can't come in here and say, you know, I healed 200 people yesterday. I don't agree with what you're saying, Sister True. I don't agree with what you're saying because I got the anointing. God is all over me, and you ain't doing it right. You're not doing it right. The people came to Jesus and asked him about paying taxes to Caesar, and he said, listen, render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar. This is how they do it, this here. This is how it's going to be done. This is what God does. God does things decent and in order. Prove it. You. Prove it. Amen. I'm typing for myself. Prove it. You have authority. You have power. Yes. While you still are representing me. And so he says, back in Romans, I messed myself up here. Back in Romans chapter 12. All right. Chapter 12, verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto you. If you prophesy, then prophesy. If you minister, then minister. If you exhort, then exhort. If you teach, then teach. Everybody stay in your lane, because I'm moving, and I'm moving powerfully, and I need to move freely. And if you are not in your lane, I can't move because you're causing a traffic jam here, okay? I'm moving so great here in the body of Christ, and I need y'all to stay in your positions. And I feel like I need to remind y'all this, because the power that you have is so great, and the anointing that you have is so great. And if you don't already know it, you're about to know it, and I have to let you know that you got to stay in your lane. Don't get so excited that you think you're taking over everybody's ministry. No. You have to stay in order. You have to stay in order. This is what God is saying. I'm telling you. I would try to look at it a different way and say, let me just tell the people they're going to get a car. They're going to be happy. God, why you got to tell me to tell the people to stay in their lane? But that's all he was saying. Stay in your lane. I am a person who does things decent and in order, and I need you to show that to the world, because these people are going to see you, and they're going to want me, and they're going to have to come into the church. And I don't need the church being out of order when they come, because they're coming. You guys still have to be in your lane. You can't go and take over the evangelism team. You can't tell Sister Truth that you don't like how she's doing the thing, because you got the anointing. You got to stay in your lane, all right? And so that we can do this thing, because it's something great that we're doing. It's something great that we're doing. I don't like that Sister True want me to meet on Saturdays at 8 o'clock in the morning. Because I got the anointing now. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's right. Well, guess what I have to do? I have to come and meet with her at 8 o'clock in the morning. And this is not a dictatorship. It's not like I can't give my opinions. Maybe we're going to have a meeting on Sunday about how, you know, we can do it at a different time. But guess what? On Saturday, I better be there at 8 o'clock in the morning, because that's the way God does it. He renders unto Caesar what belongs to him, and he's saying, I need you to prove this thing. Prove who I am, because if you mess up, if you start messing up, I'm going to have to humble you the way I humble Nebuchadnezzar, and I don't have time for that. I want to remind you now that you are doing a mighty work, and you better prove who I am by how you act. Amen. So if you teach and you stay in your lane, you teach. If you sing in a choir, you stay with the choir, you do that, you help out where you need to be helped. But don't think of yourself more highly than you ought. Don't conform to this world, because that's the way the world does it. Check yourself. Where are you? Where is the shore? Where are you? Where is God? Am I in line with this thing? Am I in line with this thing? And he says, I am love. Prove it. God is love. And he wants us to continue to show love. He says the mission is not that you will be blessed. You are just being blessed in the way of my mission. The benefits of being a child of God. But the mission is that you will know who I am, because I need to remind you, because you forgot. And so that they will know. So that when you get these blessings, or you have them, and this authority and this power, you need to continue to show the love, because I am love. You can't just get this power and feel like it's just for you to have a new title and have a new robe. You know what I mean? And you're outside and you're not speaking to your neighbors, because you got to hold your head like this, because you have a new anointing. I'm telling you, new anointing might make you hold your head like this. And then you're not speaking to your neighbors, and guess what? Your neighbors can't see me, because you're not being me. You're not proving it. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind every day. Check yourself. He said, I want you to be aware. I want you to know where you are at all times. This thing has taken off, and I am moving in a powerful way. The kingdom is mine. The power is mine. The authority is mine. And I give it to whoever will I please. I give it to you. Now you, be not conformed to this world. Be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. What is the will of God? That they may know me, that you may know me. Prove this thing. Prove it. God is counting on us. God is counting on us. He said, I don't want y'all to think that this is just for you to be blessed. I want to decorate your life. That's what Minister Mitch said. Not just with power and authority, but with nice things. You want a nice house? Okay, a nice car? Fine. Praise the Lord. But know that that's not what the mission is. Be thankful and be grateful that you have the benefits of being a child of God. But you have to prove who I am. I am a God who is humble. I do things decent and in order.
Wow.
And I'm a God of love. Prove it. It says that you may prove it. Like you have to do, you have to not be conformed to the world, that you may prove it. You know what I mean? You got to do your homework, that you may pass the test. You know what I mean? I had when I used to play the Nintendo game, the Mario Brothers, I might be going through a board and I got to pick up a big brick or a log, and I don't know why, but then I get to this, what is it called? Somebody said, doo, doo, doo. a bridge or something that I got to jump over. Oh, that's what I needed it for. I needed this so that, you know, this one don't come without the other. You can't be conformed to this world and walk out and live out the will of God. God says, I want you to live this thing out, but you can't conform to the world. Prove it. And the kingdom is yours. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.